Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and today we're broadcasting from the National Historic Site in South Carolina, better known as Star Fort. And we're out here celebrating Archaeology Day in 3D. And what they're actually doing today, they're exploring the Kosciusko Mine, bringing technology and archaeology together. And from 10 to 1, we're going to have youth participation in a mock dig. And at 1 p.m., we're going to have a talk with Dr. Laurie Collins and Travis Doering. And this is part of the Alliance for Interspatial Integration Spatial Technology. And also at 2 p.m., we're going to have the first public viewing of the actual documentary that was made on PBS. And that'll be at 2 p.m. And this is a big collaboration of a bunch of different organizations and people, specifically the National Park Service, archaeologists, researchers, the Greenwood Fire Department, Public TV, and others. Now, we do have a mock dig out here that children can participate in to learn about how the tunnel was actually started. And we also have a another gentleman out here who will demonstrate the different tools and teach us how the fort was actually built and the different tools that they used back then. And we're going to try to, well, we'll go over here to the dig real quick and get a few words if we can and find out how this all comes together. Now, it's a beautiful day. We're located in 96 South Carolina, about 2 miles south of town on Highway 248 at the National Historic Site. And okay, now we're going to find out about this mock dig that we're having today. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And what is your name?
I'm Kathy McKay.
Okay, can you tell us about mock dig?
Yeah, it's just an activity where children are invited to dig through the sand. We've got some artifacts sort of seeded in there so that they understand a little bit more about archaeology, and they get to, once they get a couple scoops of the sand with the artifacts in it, they use the screen to screen out the artifacts, and then we'll ask them a number of questions about the artifacts.
Okay. So is there anything else going on out here today?
There's quite a few things. I would probably recommend you ask in the visitor center. Okay. I do know that the University of South Florida has a scanner set up, and there's also quite a few things to show you the really interesting 3D imaging that they've done of the Kosciusko Mine.
Okay.
And there's a wonderful activity for children. It's almost an archaeology junior ranger that they can work on today. And we also have an engineer, I believe he's from the Royal British Engineers, reenactor, who that's the unit that would have been building things like the Star Fort.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now we're going to move over to the engineer that we heard mentioned and find out what he's doing out here today and see what he can teach us. It's a beautiful day, and I invite everyone 96 in the area who can hear my voice to come on down and check it out. Have a fun day. It's a free event. And well, I see this guy, he's just all dressed up here and looking real spiffy, so we're going to find out what he's doing out here today. How are you today?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm not too hot yet.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm Christopher Petronis.
Okay, and what are you doing out here today?
Well, I'm basically trying to set up a display that shows typical equipment that the British Corps of Engineers would have had available to them when they went to build this fort or knock down somebody else's fort, you know, as they're moving forward with the British Army.
Okay. Could you explain a few of the things that you have out here?
Sure. Starting with the equipment on the ground, on the tripods, a lot of that is just, well, it's all original, you know, 18th century surveying gear, everything from a surveyor's compass, like people are kind of familiar with George Washington using, which takes hyper-accurate degree surveys of the land around you. You know. Next to that, I have something called a surveyor's cross, which is a very useful piece of equipment used for dividing up land into square. squares and triangles. So if you have no other fancy equipment to use, well, then you can use a surveyor's next set is something called a plane table. That particular one is made of both reproduction and original parts. And that is kind of a neat piece if you're taking a real-time survey using trigonometry. Well, I only understand half of it. And then next to that is a surveyor's bubble level. So we're trying to level the ground that you're going to build your fort on or what have you. And then, of course, on my big table here, a lot of this stuff sort of looks familiar because we probably all use it in school in terms of, compasses and dividers and all original drafting equipment. Some of the more interesting pieces here are, made out of ivory, and they're all 400 years old, and that's kind of interesting to play with. But again, there's so much math involved, and if you don't use it every day, one of those things like a slide rule, right?
What's that?
Exactly. I don't remember how to use a slide rule. But this thing here is called a Gunter's rule, and that actually works as a slide rule because you can figure sine, cosine, and tangent with it if you're really smart. And I read a book on it once and then forgot it about 5 minutes later. Don't ask me how to use it, but that's what it is.
All right.
And then over here, I have examples of different chains. So when you hear about deeds and documents, a couple here, 100 years old, and people talk about chains in terms of measurement, that's what these are. So you've got a team of guys dragging these things around, and of course you know how long each link is and how long a chain is. And that's how you're going to measure your surveying area.
Now I have a trick question for you.
What is it?
How long did it take you to build a fort?
Well, now, it's just like today in that the government would give the Corps of Engineers a certain amount of money and say, start this fort. It's really important to us. And then 90 days into the project, they cut your budget in half and say, no, forget it. There's another fort over here that's even more important. So it all depends on, are you trying to do this in peacetime? Are you trying to do it during wartime? Because there's always money during war,
right?
But there's no
right.
money during peace. And so peacetime, they spent more of their time just maintaining what they had built in the last war to try to keep it from falling down. So it all depends.
Okay. Well, your best guess estimate, how long do you think it took them to actually build this fort out here?
Oh, holy smokes. Well, they say that you want to have, how did that work? It's in my book. I've got a whole book here about how to build a fort. You want to have, for every length of wall, you figure that 3 feet is going to be one soldier. He's going to take up 3 feet space to do his thing, right?
Okay.
And then they're two ranks deep. So they say, if you want a fort to hold 120 guys, then you had better have at least approximately 400 to build it. Because, you've got guys rotating through ships.
Right.
And depending on the land, is it rocky, is it sandy,
right.
do you have trees that you can use to help build things? You could knock that out in anywhere between, 5 days to a couple of weeks or even a month, depending on how deep you want to make that fort. It all depends on that type of the scenario.
Okay.
Which is one of the problems that the Americans had, right, when they were laying siege to the original Star Fort, from what I've read. The ground was very hard and rocky. They didn't have enough tools. Though that's another thing I have, on display down there, original 18th century hand tools that they would have used.
Okay.
And so if you don't have enough pickaxes and you don't have enough grub hoes, doesn't matter. You could have 2,000 guys, but you're not going to make any progress. So that was their problem.
All right. Would you happen to know anything about the tunnel, by any chance?
I don't know a heck of a lot other than what I've read, the idea in siege warfare at that time period, was that you are digging your various saps, trenches, and parallels up to the fort, and you want to try to get into what's called their ditch area. But what happens is now you're literally right underneath the guns of the guys with the muskets, right, the infantrymen, and it's a very,
that's
very,
no good.
No, it's a very tough situation to be in. So the father of 18th century military engineering is a French guy named Vauban. He said, pretty much what you're going to have to do is, if the fort hasn't capitulated by that time, you're going to have to dig these tunnels underneath the walls, pack it with gunpowder, and blow it up. And then you can make a hole in the wall big enough that your guys can run through. So everything that Kosciuszko was doing here in terms of, building his saps, digging that tunnel, was literally by the book, right out of engineering school from Europe. So that's what I know about tunnels. They're
okay.
pretty useful in the end, but of course they didn't have the time to finish it here in this particular case.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Not in particular, only that, you know, the whole idea of doing a display like this, I guess, is that we want to get people thinking about the big picture, you know, how important all the different supporting arms of the Army is.
Learn about engineering.
Very, very important, right? The engineers supply. Everybody has a role to play in the Army back then as they do today.
And math was important as it is today.
Incredibly important, right? And very often I lament that I can't do it as well as I should with all this stuff. So stay in school and do the math.
There you go.
Right.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Well, there you have it. Now we're going to try to go over to Dr. Laurie Collins and Travis Doering. They're with the Alliance for Integration of Spatial Technology, and try to get a few words from them and find out. They're the ones that actually worked on the tunnel, and they do 3D imaging and a whole lot more. So we're going to try to find out a bit about what they did, how they did it, and the significance of their work. And like I said, we're celebrating Archaeology Day in 3D at the 96th National Historic Site. And it's on Highway 248 coming out of town. Head south, just past the high school. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful park. It's a beautiful day. This is a free event. So we're inviting everyone to come on out and have a great time. It's a free event for the children. And they can run around, dig in dirt, and just have fun. And we're moving over to the visitor center right now. And we'll see if we can get a few words from a few people in here. And hello, Sarah. So would you like to say a few words about what's going on here today?
Sure. Today is Archaeology Day. and we have a lot of activities going on from 10 a.m. this morning until 3 o'clock today. We have a mock dig for kids to participate in until 1. We've got an 18th century engineer at the cabin talking about engineering methods during that time. We also have the archaeologists here in the museum showing 3D printers and some of the models that they've taken. And then we'll have some talks this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and then we'll premiere the SCE TV-produced documentary
right.
on the show or on the project here at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So feel free to come on out and check things out.
All right, we'll do that. All right, thank you very much.
And then one of the fellows is getting ready to actually do some test scanning of the cabin if you wanted to head back out that
way. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll head back out. Yeah, that's what I'm trying. All right. We're moving around quite a bit today. And they have a nice crowd out here so far. We're going to try to talk with Dr. Laurie Collins. We'll try to get a few more words. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
And what is your name?
My name is William Richardson, and I'm the director of ETV Upstate in Fort Worth.
Okay, I understand you had a bit to do with the video that's going to be presented today?
Yes, we produced the video, and the video is about the Cusco Tunnel that is at 96th National Historic Site. And the Alliance for Integrated Spatial Technology at the University of South Florida, we partnered with them to actually document the 3D imaging of the tunnel.
Okay.
And this video that's going to be premiering at 2 o'clock is about the whole project.
Okay. How difficult a process was that for pulling all this together?
It takes a lot of planning, and we have good partners. You know, it makes it a lot easier, but you have to take a lot of video, basically edit it down to tell the story of what you're trying to do. So this particular project took probably about a year. to finally complete, because you know, after they got the images and the data for the 3D models, they actually had to go back and make it. And so, you know, it took a while to put it together.
How long did it take them to actually excavate the tunnel?
Well, they didn't excavate it. They opened it up, but they mapped it probably 5 days.
Yeah,
5 days. 5 days.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but it was well worth it. And, you know, the information that people are going to learn about 96 National Historic Site and the tunnel, the Kosciuszko Tunnel, which is very, is not as known as it should be.
Right.
We're hoping to change that.
Okay. And you said this video will be available on PBS?
Well, it will air on South Carolina ETV on August 27th at 8 o'clock, which is the Thursday night.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
All the work that we're showing up on top of the object is the 3D model.
And just want to see if we can get a few words. Well, so there are quite a few people following in today, and they're having a great time. Maybe we can get a few of them to say a few words about what's going on here today. Actually, I'm watching the 3D scanner right now. It's making replicas of the tunnel. And really amazing to see a 3D printer at work. And
step back a little bit. Okay, and press the play button. I just move it around a little bit.
I'm scared to move
it. Cool.
Is it
coming out? You can walk this way a little bit.
And I'm going to see if we can get a few words right now. Hello, what is your name?
I'm Dr. Lori Collins.
And can you tell us a bit about what's going on here today?
I'm a professor at the University of South Florida, and we were part of a project to three-dimensionally document the tunnels and star fortification, both above ground and below surface, to provide tools for management, interpretation, and education here.
Okay. And can you tell us a bit about what you're doing here with the 3D printer?
Well, today is Archaeology Day at 96 National Historic Site, and so we came back to kind of share our project and also to do things like three-dimensional scanning and 3D printing, just showcasing some technology that we used out here to the public.
Okay, it looks like the children are having fun with it.
Yeah, so anybody can do it. The kids are doing some low-end kind of scanning here and taking a look at some of the artifacts that we've printed out in 3D.
Okay. You're going to be doing a talk this afternoon?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
I'll just be giving a lecture on the project and showing some of the results of the project that we did out here. So everybody's welcome to come.
Okay. Well, I know you're busy. I won't keep you.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. There you have it. Like I said, there's quite a bit going on today. The kids are in there playing with the 3D scanning right now. That's why I didn't want to keep her too long. But we're going to see if we can find, they're actually out here working on the dig now, so we're going to see if we can talk with a few of them, possibly, and find out a bit more about what's going on out here. And like I said, we're celebrating Archaeology Day in 3D at the National 6 Historic Site, which is on Highway 248, about 2 to 3 miles south of 96 on Highway 248, just past the high school. We're out here from 10 to 3 today. It's a beautiful day. It's a free event. And like I said, there's quite a few different things going on. So you can come on down and check it out. And like I said, we're moving back over. Children are just starting to participate in the dig. And looks like they're having a great time doing the dig. All right. How y'all doing today? Would you like to say a few words about what's going on out here today? Or why you brought the children out? Or they're having a good time? Or
Yeah, they're having a good time. I just brought them to have a learning experience.
Okay.
They're enjoying it.
Sure
burn off a little of that energy.
Okay,
all right, thank you very much.
Oh, look at this.
All right. Now we're going to move back over to the cabin here. It's supposed to have another demonstration going on, so you can find out a bit more information. And like I said, it's a great day. Come on out. People are coming out here bit by bit. And okay, he's actually giving a demonstration now, and it's a little complicated, so we're going to let him finish up. But like I said, we're out here at the 96 Star site, located on Highway 248 South. About 2 miles south of the town of 96. We're going to be out here from 2 to 3. And like I said, they're having a mock dig for the children. We're also going to have a lecture with Dr. Laurie Collins and Travis Doring at 1 o'clock. And this is with the Alliance for Integrated Spatial Technology. And also be the first public viewing of the actual video that was made for PBS. And it's also in a collaboration with National Park Service, archaeologists, researchers, Greenwood Fire Department, and public TV. And like I said, people are coming out, and it's going to be a fun day. There's just so many people around right now. I'm trying to, please bear with me. I think we can get another interview real quick with one of the archaeologists out here and find out what's going on with him. And I'm covering quite a good area today. That's why I had to keep stopping and starting. But I'm glad I came out. And most people seem to be enjoying themselves. And I'll find out a bit more about what's going on out here. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Would you like to say a few words about why you came out here today?
Sure. Yeah. We're here just my son, my youngest son, has an interest in history and perhaps wants to pursue a career in archaeology, and saw it in the paper and thought it'd be a good idea to come out and just never been really here to 96 and just visit the state park. So give him the experience of seeing what archaeologists do and so forth.
Okay. Where did you come from?
Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Clinton.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's right. Just about 45, 50 minutes away.
Right.
So
you find it interesting so far?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you checked out the 3D imaging yet?
Yes, on the inside of the 3D printer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cool technology. The future, you know, is 3D printing, so very interesting.
Okay, are you going to stay and watch the film this afternoon or listen to the lecture?
No, I think we're going to probably, I think he's fixing to scan the cabin here.
Yeah.
I'm probably watching him do that and then go back on the trail. We've never been here, so we're going to go back on the trail and kind of walk around, enjoy the beautiful morning.
Well, we're glad you took the time to visit us.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we're having a 4th of July festival.
Okay.
In town, the 3rd and 4th of July in the town park in 96.
Okay.
If you go on Facebook and go to the town of 96, you'll find the link and give you all the information. And it's a free event.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Or if you're working with surveyors, then I can bring it in a survey for you.
Okay. Cool.
So,
How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
All right, could you take a minute and tell me about what you're getting ready to do here with the log cabin?
Yeah, we're going to scan the log cabin using terrestrial laser scanning equipment to make a 3D model of this building.
Oh, okay.
So I was one of the ones that was lucky enough to do the mapping of the tunnels.
Oh, okay. And what is your name?
Bart McLeod.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So are you going to make a 3D model of it after you scan it, or?
Yeah, it'll probably be a little more than today, but we'll collect the data today and then take it back to the office and, you know, do some processing of it and make some animations and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you up. I'll let you get set up. Thank you very much for your time. All right. So, yeah, we have quite a bit going on out here today. And once again, we're at the National Historic Site in 96 on Highway 248 south, 2 miles south of 96. And like I said, we had the youth participation in a mock dig from 10 to 1. 1 p.m., we're going to have a lecture with Dr. Lori Collins and Travis Doering. 2 o'clock, we're going to have the first public viewing of the documentary that was actually filmed out here. And like I said, it's in the collaboration with the National Park Service, archaeologists, researchers, Greenville Fire Department, Public TV, and others. And inside the visitor center, you also find 3D representation of the tunnel. You learn about 3D scanning. They have an interactive exhibit for children that they can use and learn how all this equipment works together and bringing things, modernizing everything here. And it's just a fun event for children. Now, our next scheduled broadcast will actually be July 3rd and 4th. We'll have our annual Festival of Stars 96. It's a 2-day event. Friday night, I believe it'll be at 8 o'clock. We're going to have the Brown Sugar Substitute Band performing out in the park. They play a little jazz, rock, blues, a little bit of everything. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on Main Street will be the 96 Festival of Stars Parade. That'll be approximately from 10 till 11. Then move over to the town park. And that afternoon from approximately 1 to about 10 at night, we'll have a whole bunch of activities going on. There'll probably be at least, I know there'll be at least 6 different groups performing. There'll be rides for the children, different foods. Probably have bouncy rides for the children. Fire department will probably have a water slide type thing. That'll run all Saturday afternoon. And then it will finish off about 9 o'clock at night with the fireworks display. So it's a free event. It's a family event. Have everyone come on down and check it out. To find out more information, you can go on Facebook, the Town of 96 Facebook page, and you'll find a link that'll give you information about full schedule for the Festival of Stars. That'll be July 3rd and 4th in 96. And before I sign off, like I said, once again, we have an Archaeology Day in 3D at 96 National Historic Site in 96 South Carolina on Highway 248 South, 2 miles south of town on Highway 248, just past the high school. And it's the Cusco Mine. And from 10 to 1, we have youth participation in a mock dig. From 1 o'clock, I guess about 1:30, we'll have Dr. Lori Collins and Travis Doering giving a lecture on the actual itself. And then we'll have the first public viewing of the documentary that was filmed here by PBS at 2 p.m. And I guess that'll last till about 3 o'clock, and then that'll be done for the day. Once again, our next broadcast will be July 3rd and 4th, Festival of Stars in 96, South Carolina. You go to the Town of 96 Facebook page for more information. This is your host, Robert Hart, and we're signing off. Bye-bye.